Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope I got this thing set up correctly. Well, okay. We're back. Welcome, everybody, to Tony's show. Tonight, I'm going to really get into some stuff. Just some stuff. Tonight's links are going to be, for those of you who are interested, and those of you who may yet who have the experience of being exposed to nano poisoning, I'm going to put up three different links tonight that are going to be pretty well validation of everything that Brian396 and myself have been saying for the last decade or longer. It's going to be very explicit in showing you even the biochemistry of how these things can assemble, grow, and use everything about you, your bodily fluids, your proteins, your tissues, your cells, everything that we've been telling you about nano and nano programming and nano bio programming and nanotechnology. It's all there. All there. I'm going to try to work on these documents so I can highlight them and get them more more readily able to be utilized. So hopefully I can get the time to do it. But when you look at these documents, some of you are just going to shit, period. You're going to look at this and you're going to say, holy something. Holy jumping or holy something. And if you haven't learned the art of speaking Canadian, by the time you have read those articles, you'll be fluent in it. You'll be fluent. And this might give everybody some perspective in regarding to paying attention to our environment. This has been an ongoing warfare, battleground on us, on mankind. And we start looking at this that I'm putting out there tonight, you're going to find that a lot of issues that you were all worked up about, transgenderism and feminism and liberty and freedom and equality and all these things, are going to not have the same impact when you get done. Because you're going to see that there has absolutely been no discrimination in who they took out, who they're going to take out, and who they've taken out. No discrimination. Whether you're at the high end of the food chain, low end of the food chain, in between end, whether you're of any kind of ethnicity, don't care where you are, where you come from, don't care. Would you speak many different languages or one, again, I don't care. Whether you're a person of color or light skin toned, again, I don't care. Whether you have a religious belief or ideology or spiritual concept that you call whatever you're calling, this is going to touch everything, everybody, every way. And when we're looking at the stuff I talked about the other day on the nanobionics, and you look at all these things and how they are corroborating with each other and how they're integral with you. And not just you. Your pet dogs, your pet cats, your birds, your fish, your lizards, your snakes, whatever you have for a pet, guinea pig, the animals around you, the squirrels, the alley cats, the birds. You're going to see changes occur. And you're going to see how this technology has been a violation of our biology. And you're going to start looking at, and you're going to see this become more and more prevalent as time goes on. I am getting calls now from millennials, young people, and they're telling me or asking me in the Canadian way, what is this? Not all of them speak Canadian really fluently, but they're learning. And when I explain to them what it is, their heart just basically stops and drops. Now I also tell them and remind them that I too have been exposed and have been dealing with this as well. And I have been making strides and gains in dealing with this affliction, this violation, this trespassing on my personage, you know, this taking over without asking any permission. And when you get hit with this stuff and you start going through this, some of you are going to ask, why did this happen to me? I'm a nobody. Why, you know, why would they do something like that to a nobody? You're the perfect candidate. You're the perfect candidate. Because you say you are a nobody. I'm not saying that you are a nobody, but you think in your mind you are a nobody. Well, who's going to pay attention to a nobody? So you get hit with this stuff, you start seeing lesions grow, you start having pains, you're having brain fog, you can't remember nothing, you can't focus, you can't get motivated, you're starting to hear voices in the back of your head, you're starting to hear voices in the right side of your head, left side of your head, in the frontal lobe of your head. You're starting to see all kinds of frequencies hitting you, causing you to have an effect, you know, disturbing you, disorientating you. Seeing all these symptoms going on, and then you think, well, why, you know, why did they pick on me? Because they can. Because not only can they did. And that is all a moot point at this stage of the game. And for those of you who have yet to feel the wrath of nanopoisoning or nanobioprogramming, don't worry. Your time and turn will come. And I'm being an optimist. Nobody's going to escape this. What this is going to do, and I'm going to tell you the benefit of this, it's a bitch. I'm going to tell you that straight out. It's a royal bitch to be dealing with this. Because the level of focus you are going to put into this to get this down, get it reduced, you are going to have major changes in everything, and I mean everything. What you had a conception of and whatever you thought you believed in is going to change. Whatever conception you thought of your political parties, irrespective of whether they're Democrat, Republican, Conservative, Liberal, NDP, or Parti Québécois, whatever, it ain't going to matter. That's all going to change, because you're going to feel you've been betrayed by your religion, whatever that may be, and your political parties that you put your trust and faith into, because they have either manipulated you through some kind of programming, through the religious circles, for instance, or through the political circles. And the protection you thought you once had, or you thought you had, you never did. You've been experimented on, and this experimentation has been going on for quite some time, since the turn of the 19th century, actually. So a lot of people say to me, well, isn't this going to affect them as well? And I keep telling everybody, you know, why do you give a shit about them? Period. The problem is you have the problem. The focus then should be on you, not on whoever you think did this or whatever. I can tell you right now, AI is behind the majority of this today. The military-industrial complex was there yesterday, but the targeting has increased exponentially, and I get the emails. So when we're looking at what is going on? At this stage of the game, your life is about to change, and your wake-up call has just begun. And I'm going to tell you now, start questioning everything. Nothing what you've been taught, nothing what you believe, nothing what you perceive is accurate. A lot of things that you have been bought into believing, and that includes, I don't care what church you go to, what temple, what mosque, holy place, question everything. You may be being seduced and reduced to follow a doctrine or a dogma that has absolutely nothing to do with God or spirituality or godliness on any level. Zero. And also question your political leaders. Like I said, we had an incident this week, or last week, where a celebrity made a comment and they lambasted him for the comment, and he really didn't say anything that warranted the assault and the attack that was given to him. And when you're understanding this and you're understanding the nature of what has pursued there, that means the freedom, your speech of, and your freedom to speech is going to be taken from you. And I made a comment before, if you don't play ball, your rights are going to be taken away. And when you do play ball, they'll be given to you as privileges. Privileges. You young millennials don't realize that the longer you stay ignorant, and the dumber you stay, and the more you play with that lunatic cell phone of yours, in whatever fashion you're doing, the more you're going to lose any venue that you have today, or the possibility of that venue you have today, in regarding to have a stand with your government or with being with the police or with law enforcement, who may decide to come in and take you away for no reason because you happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And if you're not aware of that possibility, then this quite well could happen. We have a country in Canada that's been fragmented and is on the verge of cutting loose. We have a country down under in Australia that's being hit with directed energy weapons, which are igniting the fires that they have going on in Australia, which coincidentally they may be having a heat wave as well. I wonder where that came from. Maybe possibly it might be a deflector that they got, because up here where I'm at, I haven't seen the sun in 5 days. So when we're looking at all these things, we're no longer living in this realm of what the reality that we're living in is a sci-fi horror show that they have made into a reality. And we start looking at all the things that I just displayed there on the nano. You can see how this is a programmable, controlled experiment that they have released on the general population. And like I said, they do not care whether you live or you die. They don't care about your freedom. Freedom is another word for nothing left to lose. That's what Janis Joplin said, and she was correct. Saying that you are a free man and a free woman in a society that has clouded your judgment and made you believe that you're free, and even though you're still enslaved to a system that is constantly attacking you and breaking you down, indicates the level of ignorance that we have all been programmed to believe. Some of you say, well, I'm a free person. I don't have any, you know, really? Does your bank accounts get taxed twice? Does everything you buy have an extra tax added to it? Do you have the real freedom to make alcohol in your home and sell it to the general population? Do you have freedom to grow cannabis in your backyard and sell it to the general population? Can you grow tobacco and sell it to the general population? The answer is no. Where's your freedom? Okay, where's your freedom? But you can buy a license and have a privilege to do this, yet marijuana or cannabis grows all over the place wild in creation. So when you're talking to me about your freedom, the perception of freedom you have is hearing the ideological aspect of freedom and then having the ability to go shopping. And if you speed or you drive a little fast and in a hurry, a police officer can pull you over illegally, and give you a traffic ticket for speeding. And somebody say, well, wait a minute, doesn't he have a right to do this? No, the police enforcement's main job, is to sustain and maintain the flow of traffic. Whether you're speeding or not has nothing to do with anything. As long as you don't hurt anybody or cause anybody bodily harm, you can go about your business. That's the law. That's the real law. But they got everybody believing in the regulations of the societies that they're living in, and this is what they're listening to as law. Everybody needs to understand these things a little bit better so you know where you stand. Things are changing, and they're changing daily. And I've been, like I said, exploring certain things myself and different technologies, and of late I've had an opportunity to look at television, which I don't normally look at. But I've been looking at television programs dating way back in the 60s. And I cannot, it's incredible the connections I can make today that I didn't see back then, because I was only a kid back then. But how many of you ever watched Batman and Robin? It used to come on every week, same bat time, same bat channel. Not the movie Batman, but the one on television. I was looking at that and it dawned on me, why did they show us Batman? Because before then, all we saw were westerns and army shows and game shows and, you know, cartoons and Disney and Bonanza and all these things. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, we have a Batman and Robin. And all of them are wearing, and even the bad guys, the Riddler, the Joker, Catwoman, King Tut, Penguin, Librarian, all wore these crazy outfits, which at that time we were, you know, because we were all hippies in the hippie revolution, thought that this was so hip, cool, and, you know, whatever, or we thought, wow, this is, you know, they're just being hippies or being whatever. And it was really out of character even for that time. As strange as that was, it was really out of character. So it dawned on me, I said, why are they showing us Batman and Robin every week? And then it was in color, obviously. And then it dawned on me, all the figures that we saw in the Batman and Robin scenario were all Illuminati, Freemasons, and they were showing us this through the entertainment field. Batman was Bruce Wayne, a millionaire, multimillionaire, an Illuminati. Robin, the Boy Wonder, it makes you wonder why he was called the Boy Wonder. Was there some kind of bonding going on? DNA exchange, who knows? But then you looked at the Joker and the Riddler and all the rest of them, and you think, how bizarre. These were all symbolisms and symbolic. And this is what they did to our generation, those of us born from that era of time. The entertainment was exposing us to these things, and we didn't really see what was going on. We were too busy trying to get out of ghettos, trying to get out of poverty, trying to work for buying a home, car, trying to elevate our status in life so that we wouldn't be stuck living in a whatever quagmire you're trying to work your way out of. It's like I said, when you see all these shows and the diversity of these different types of shows, you'd have to question, you know, heavily question, you know, what was really going on. And this is why, like I said the other day, we're where we're at today. Because we weren't aware of what was going on back then. And we weren't aware of all the experimentation, exploitation. In fact, you know, the speech, like I said, Kenny gave the other day, you know, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. That put us in deeper indentured, you know, as slaves. You know, it made us more slaves. But that kind of double speech is what got us where we're at today. It further increased the the entrapment of enslavement. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about Lincoln. Lincoln didn't set the slaves free. Basically, they entrapped everybody else into slavery. That's what that was all about. The Emancipation Proclamation wasn't about freeing the slaves, but enslaving everybody else that wasn't. You know, when you're looking at everything, everything seems to have this bizarro reversal. You know, everything's so bizarre. It's like we're living in a bizarro world. Good is bad. Bad is evil. Or bad is good. You know, evil is good. Good is evil. Black is white. White is black. We polarize everything. We created a categorization for everything and everybody. You know, if you're this belief or this ethnicity or this color or this gender, you have this designation, if you will. And again, based on what manipulations have been going on and what you, and again, the perception of what you think is good, what you think is sexy, what you think is pretty, what you think is handsome, what you think is a good food, what you think is a bad food, what you think looks good on you when you wear a piece of clothing, you know, what looks good on you when you're wearing war paint, what I call war paint makeup. What is acceptable speech? What is an acceptable speech? This is all programming. You know, in Canada, give you an example of Canada, our government has created segregation in Canada. We're not a free society in any way, shape, or form. They created a designation for those living in Quebec, calling them Francophones, and those living outside of Quebec, calling them Anglophones. Creating a diversion and a segregation between two distinct cultures. Now, the last I checked, this was called Canada, not the United Kingdom and not France. But instead of calling everybody Canadian, they created this wedge in the country. And Confederation never really worked properly because of that wedge. And the segregation has been continued on for decades in Canada. And what's ironic here, this is really what's so ironic and hypocritical of the government. The government makes these comments separating and causing a divergence in the country, yet if somebody from another ethnicity or culture comes into this country and you make any kind of derogatory comment, that's considered hate speech. What the hell is the government doing then calling people Anglophone and Francophone? Isn't that a form of hate speech? We can take it to that level. So like I said, we are not what we think we are either, but because we have fell for a concept in our thinking, what we think Canada is, we're not a united country, we're a third world country. We have pockets of wealth in Canada, you know, Toronto, Calgary, British Columbia, Vancouver, you know, maybe Saskatchewan, Saskatoon, certain pockets of wealth we have in this country, but the country is pretty impoverished. But we have this concept going on here in this country, and it's going to fall apart, you know, because of the way it's being managed. And it's sad to see something like that happen in this country because of what the segregated attitude that the Ottawa has toward the rest of the country. It's sad, and this is going to cause a lot of problems for us in general. So my suggestion would be, again, to associate and affiliate with anybody who calls themselves Canadian in this country, who believes in Canada. And not to regard what the media has done in regarding to your free speech. The diversions and divisions that Don Cherry caused in his statement even though they were harmless statements, there was nothing there at all in any remote way that was indicating of any race or any kind of racial slur or ethnic slur or any religion. Like I said, he generalized his statement. When you start seeing this, wake up. You have a government taking away another right and another and going to give it to you as a privilege. This is not a country of the privilege. This is a country of a free society, or the concept or the ideology of a free society. And I'm saying all this because I'm showing you all kinds of patterns and how you've been violated on so many different ways, and you have been led to believe certain things and been programmed to believe that these things, you know, whatever. Even like I said with the vaccines, you know, I'm getting into that, like everything. We started from nano into the politics, religion, and now we're getting into medical. How is it that they can propagate a technology that has never worked? Never. And I put on here a couple days ago and a couple other shows a link where the United Kingdom actually published a statement back in the 1800s not only expressing how they never worked, but also the damages they cause and the increased outbreaks of diseases that these vaccines produce. Like I said, we're living in a bizarro world. Even back in 1986 in Australia, there's a video out there, if you haven't seen it, called Vaccination, the Hidden Truth. That information is pertinent as it was then, it's still pertinent today. They have not done anything in regard to curing anything. In the last six decades, I can say unequivocally, nobody's been getting healed by the medical institutions. Nobody. And if you go into a hospital, you have a high statistic that you might not come out because of the what you can catch and because of the procedures that the medical field do in the hospital. So when you're looking at vaccines and they get people, and I mean these are the dumbest of the dumb, getting them to believe that there is some merit to having a vaccine. I mean, it stuns me the programming that people follow without any research whatsoever. And even if they see the truth in the research, they are emotional. Their emotions get the best of them. They get so caught up on an emotional overload that it overrides common sense. You can show them the pictures in the CDC and how kids had their skins literally melt off their bodies, how their DNA came completely undone, you know, by getting these vaccines, and they don't show you this. You have to see if you can find these shots. You might want to try Yahoo Images and type in vaccine damages, you know, or side effects of vaccines. You might see, that might tell you the tale of the tape there. But this has all been programming. Now, let me go back to the nano. As you can see, I've been expressing how entrenched the programming has been going on in our lives. What we believe, what we perceive, what we can see, what we think, how we react, how we respond. And when you see all of this going on, if you don't make any changes, you will wind up in hell. I mean, it's literally either hell on earth, suffering excruciatingly, you know, hurting badly, losing everything. You will suffer like you can't imagine. It'll be hell, literally. So when you get hit with diversity like this, and it is diverse, it will change your life. Basically, it will redirect you. It will force you to reevaluate everything, and I mean everything, you ever thought was whatever you believed or whatever you were educated or programmed to believe. I had a young woman the other day, I was talking to her, and she was telling me, young woman, 19 I believe, and she was saying to me, she was, had some health issues, so I was consulting her. And very bright, very witty, kind of refreshing to see that from a young person. And she said to me, she says, I really don't know what I can believe in, because everything that we've ever thought was coming unglued. I recited her a biblical verse. It said, test all things and hold fast to what is true. Hold fast to what is good. I kind of modified it, not to deviate from it, but I test all things and hold fast to what is true, is what I do. You know, and I expressed to her that when you read something and you're not really sure what you're reading is true or not, then the next step is to test it, validate it, substantiate it. Once you do that, and I don't care what it is you read, I don't care what it is you believe, I don't care if it's your Bibles, your Torahs, your Qurans, your books of Golgotha, your books of Buddha, your Vedic scriptures, I don't care what it is you're reading. Test it. Substantiate what you're reading. The World Book Encyclopedia, the Encyclopedia Britannica, medical, you know, books, and science books. Test it. Test everything you see. Because if you don't test it, you're going to assume. And once you assume, you know what the word means, make an ass out of you and me. You will be in the state of assumption and presumption, and it will cause you confusion up the way. It will cause you confusion up the way, because one assumption will lead to another. And then when you try to go back to see that perhaps you shouldn't have assumed anything, you should have tried and tested it, that's when you're going to get the truth on any level. And I don't care what you're into, whether it's the frequencies, you know, the lamps targeting you with Li-Fi and trying to hack your brain and alter your DNA and your genetic code. I don't care if you're into the genetics and transgenetics and whatever. I don't care if you're into the politics. I don't care if you're into any kind of religion. I don't care if you're into any kind of health, you know, research and whatever. Test everything you're doing. Validate it, substantiate it, and show this way. When I do stuff, sometimes it takes me a while to get stuff done, because I go through a lot of theory. I see things, try this out, try that out, doesn't work, this doesn't work. Something else does work, now I got to figure out why it's working. And by the time I'm done, I've figured out I have what I have, which then I can display with assurance, because I have tested what I have tested. And I get whatever results I get. Now, not everybody may get the same results, but the majority of you might when I display certain things. But that's how it's got to be done today. Don't assume anything. Don't presume anything. It may sound like type of phobia, but it really isn't. Because if you get entrapped into something that you're assuming, you may not be able to get out of it, or it may cost you so severely that there's no recovering from it. That's reality. Don't just go along with whatever the media is telling you. They are the biggest deceivers and weavers of the truth you'll ever going to listen to. And if the media tells you something, don't buy it at all. In fact, test it. Give an example. Sometimes I see these commercials, and they're talking about this fat loss thing there. You know, you can eat whatever you like and don't have to change your diet, and you can swallow these pills and you're going to lose mass. That's not normal. Doesn't normally happen. The majority of the time, I think what I hear when I see stuff like that is BS. Because I've been in this industry long enough to see what really works and what they're selling doesn't. Now, if you are already thin or thinner or whatever, it will have benefit. But people are struggling to get their mass reduced. A lot of stuff isn't going to work. Discipline and diet is usually the way to go. But when they propagate these kind of things, my mind, because again, being in the industry, I realize majority of the time, what they are selling you here in the industry or in the media is bunk. These infomercials are selling these magical vitamins. They're going to give you better erections. You're going to be able to make love like a porn star. You're going to have testosterone. Your women are going to lose massive amount of weights off their bum. They're going to have, voluptuous breasts. They're going to have a six-pack. They're going to be lean, mean, women machine and the whole nine yards. And like I see these things, I think, yeah, right, this is going to just basically a bleed on the wallet. That's why you're going to get lean. Test them. Test them. Test them. What they do is they get a doctor or guy, an actor playing a doctor and says, I'm really impressed that blah 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 has got his weight and his body mass reduced down, and I'm really, and so it gives you that impression that a doctor is talking to you. That's all theater. Don't believe anything you watch on television. Unless you're well versed in the topic you're watching, don't believe nothing. Because if you're well versed in the topic you're watching, you're not gonna get sucked in. See, I'm pointing all this out because I get questions all the time on my email in regarding to the things I just talked about tonight. And I wanted to express all the things you're going to feel. I did that earlier with the nano when it hits and when it gets activated. And now you have the literature about not only the activation, but the assemblage and the networking and everything about it. Some of you are saying, well, I don't want to look at it because, it's going to freak me out. I'll tell you what's going to freak you out is when it hits you and you're going to feel like you're dying. And then you're going to get the voice-to-skull technology speaking in your mind saying, you can't win. You're going to die anyway, so you may as well just give up. Just call it a day. A lot of you are going to just cave in. And that ain't God talking. Hearing voices like that in your head is not the Almighty. What you're hearing more than likely is either an AI network, transceiving the frequencies back and forth to you, accessing your brain. When you watch the video that I put out there on the hive mind, AI in the hive mind, that tech is real. There's research up the wazoo on it. And you are going to see more and more of this synthetic biology or synthetic life take on a life of its own. I'm actually thinking today, there's a thing about Elon Musk who's covering the skies with all these satellites, you can't see the stars. And then I thought, what if the AI network is increasing satellites up in the atmosphere, increasing all this blockchain on the earth, extending its network more and more? What if the AI network, hypothetically, again, this is just, I'm just speaking out loud here. What if the AI network is actually getting everything in place for war against mankind? Sounds like a sci-fi, like from the Terminator, but what if that is a scenario that's actually happening? What if? How are you going to survive that? What are you going to be able to do to deal with this? I was watching a program where a young man was looking at some of the armament in France, and he noticed something, that the swords and some of the hardware was wrapped up with a brass or copper wiring coil. And he also observed that the helmet that the high-ranking were wearing had a brass front and a horse hair on top, silica. He said this absolutely had no use for protecting anybody's head, but it would block frequency, and this is exactly what I thought he was what it was doing as well. Then he showed you some carvings, what appeared to look like Spartan-like robots had come from another era of time. It looked like those old Greek robots that I've been telling you about. And I thought, how interesting that he caught all this in the French, in France, in Paris, on some, I forget, either it was a museum or some historic site. And I wrote him, I said, the coiling that I'm seeing that you're showing is basically, it looks like it was producing some kind of induction. And as they were moving the swords or clanging the swords, I believe maybe he was taking the charge from the sword and dispersing it so that the person wouldn't get a static, maybe a static jolt, or maybe get charged up. Or maybe the charge was there to maybe possibly transfer the energy so that they could keep on fighting for a longer period of time. There's a lot of theories on that one, but you could see the tech. Even the cannons that he was showing didn't look like cannons. They looked like they had coils in between. They were spaced out, and the projectiles that they were that would be firing from them may have actually come from an electromagnetic pulse. It was interesting what he pointed out, and again indicating that we have had this technology in ancient times. Nothing new under the sun. And I think as you keep on going back into history, you'll find more and more and more that the technologies that are being exposed to today have been here before and got lost in the shuffle when the societies and civilizations went down. This is why I'm saying you need to really start examining some of the things that we've been taught is even a historical fact. Not necessarily a historical fact. The historical facts are there, but how the interpretation of those facts are being presented, that's another thing altogether. I was talking to someone the other day, talking about Genesis and how when we look at the book of Genesis, it's the book of genetics. That's how I see it anyway. And how showing how God had designated a certain chronology in the way he created things, how he created this first and he created that afterwards. Everything was set up and prepared to sustain life on every level. And then Adam and Eve came after. So when you're looking at all the genetics there, and somebody may dispute that too, and I really don't care. That's how I see it. That's what I'm going by. When you're looking at these things, and you see the genetics that was going on and everything, how it was designed and how creation was designed and how every seed had that God had created bore its own seed. It shows you how the geneticists of today, through genetically engineering the food supply, have violated God's creation way back when. Putting a fish gene into a seed or a frog gene into a seed or adding a program component into a seed. When you look at those documents I put out there tonight, evaluate that correctly. It's not just our bodies are getting hit with this, the whole food supply is as well. And this is not going to go away anytime soon. And the only real way that it's going to go away is, first and foremost, they've got to stop loading the atmosphere and the soil and the water with this technology. And secondly, we have to come up with a technology that will clean this up. Because the longer it's exposed into the earth, the more it's going to change the biological nature of this planet. And if it changes the biological nature of this planet, guess what? We change with it. We start to mutate. It's all a matter of time. So, like I said, stay focused. Read these things. Understand it. Go back and play some of the pods I've played in the past. Go Go look at some of the YouTubes that were done. You can see how what I've said and what they're saying, it kind of makes you wonder where they got the data from. We've been saying it for a long time. You know, Brian396 and myself. So perhaps you may want to look at the hardcore evidence that's now being presented, which we've had in the past as well. My site's loaded with the evidence, so is his stuff, so is his site's. You know, now it seems like the academia is now recognizing it as well. And if they're paying attention to it, perhaps you should too. Just a thought. The life you save may just well, very well be your own. Just a thought. Keep everything in mind, like I said, because you know we are looking at some heavy de-evolution going on here. And we're looking at possibly a crashing, taking us backward, not forward. You know, it is what it is. It's, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, when you start seeing these things, you will then start to develop a contingency to what's going on. So you're not stuck. So you're not in that. You're not in the. You're not in a hole. You're not being buried alive. You are. You know. Because you have the knowledge, you can then prepare accordingly and then get through it. And you never know. You might be the one person that might survive all of this, having all the technological understanding, and maybe come up with the answer that's required to fix the planet. Wouldn't that be interesting? Just a thought. Alrighty. I'm always talking in terms of supporting people that are really doing something, and you know, making changes, growing, giving you a state of awareness, making you getting you prepared. Well, you got Aramac on the YouTube channel. Check him out. He's got a lot of things going on. In regarding to the different topics that he's presenting and the different things he's going to be doing, you got Brian396 at www.minds.com. Oop, jeez. Brian396.com. On the mind, jeez, I got thrown off here. Sorry about that. Let me take a look here. Wrong one. Okay, back to Brian. www.minds.com/Brian396/blogs. He's also got videos or photos on the nano assembly vids on the Google, photo.google.com. You know, check these guys out. These guys are doing stuff. They're trying to get things going. As I bump into people, I will put, again, direct you to their sites and what they're doing. Or if somebody's doing something and they let me know they're doing it, I will, again, forward you that information. You also got my site at augmentedforce.com, what I call the alternative to the alternative data site. And you've also got the youtubes.com, Herfluss and Beadworks, again, videos with alternatives to the alternatives. You know, anything you can do to help these guys continue propagating what they're propagating, keeping you informed and coming up with solutions. You know, support them. I would say support them more than some of the things that you might be supporting that isn't really doing anything other than selling you useless products. Give them your support any way you can. You know, it takes a lot to research and develop and then build and validate what we're building so that when we're ready to give you things, it's coming from a legitimate source, us. Coming with us and coming from us and what we've seen. And then we can express it to you in that way. This is what we have seen. Alrighty, I think... was it going to be a little bit on the short side today, but it's okay. There's a lot covered. Go read those documents. Share them with everybody. Everybody needs to know how they're going to be assaulted. Everybody needs to know how these things are working in the body. So that when they see somebody presenting, you know, a rope worm or a black goo or Mr. Magoo or something ridiculously retarded, they'll have right at their disposal what's really going on. This is the documentation now. Share it, give it away, give it to those around you, those people that are looking at buying these nano products. There's another guru going to come out now with a nanotechnology that's going to, you know, treat and cure cancer. I am waiting to see if he comes out with something called carbon C60. That will not surprise me. When one of the NASA guys by the name of Hill had been propagating this and now has cancer, and I would bet dimes to a dollar it came from what he was selling. But we will see what transpires with the guru there and see if he does what I think he's going to do. All right, I'll leave you on that note. That's what I'm saying, test everything. Don't get snookered by a guru. Don't even believe what I'm telling you. Go look it up. You owe it to yourself to validate and substantiate. Okay? Those are my terms. Validate and substantiate. Alrighty? Alright, till the next show. To your health, eh? Take care.